And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas officials have chosen a new leader, the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Palestinian military group Hamas has chosen Yahya Sinwar as its new leader after Ismail Haniyeh was killed by a presumed Israeli strike. Sinwar is Hamas's top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Sinwar has the power to ensure that a ceasefire deal is reached in the Israel-Hamas war. Tensions in the Middle East have soared since the killing of Haniyeh and of a top commander from the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Israel's prime minister says it's already in a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United States Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris shared the stage with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Tuesday for the first time since she announced him as her running mate for the 2024 presidential election.
So, Pennsylvania, I'm here today because I found such a leader. Governor Tim Walz of the great state of Minnesota.
Progressives are already celebrating Walz's ability to deliver an unapologetically populist message in the style of a Midwestern dad who recalls the social studies teacher and football coach he once was. He also famously coined calling the Republican candidates, quote, weird.
Just an observation of mine that I made. I just have to say it. You know it. You feel it. These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see.
Walz is traveling this week with Harris to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada, all known as battleground states for the 2024 presidential election. This is VOA News. Asif Mershant, a Pakistani man alleged to have ties to Iran, has been charged in a plot to carry out political assassinations on United States soil. An FBI agent's affidavit, suggests Mershant had current or former high-level officials in mind. He told an associate who was secretly cooperating with law enforcement that he wanted a, quote, political person, unquote, to be killed. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus, the pioneer of the global microcredit movement, who could shepherd Bangladesh's new interim government, was an arch foe of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who has resigned and fled the country. Reuters' Gabe Singer explains.
Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country on Monday following weeks of deadly protests. They began as student-led demonstrations against government job quotas, but they quickly surged into a movement demanding both Hasina's resignation and that her arch-rival, a Nobel Prize winner named Muhammad Yunus, helm an interim government. Yunus has accepted the request, but what do we know about him? Yunus has been called the banker to the poor and a pioneer of the global microcredit movement. Microcredit lending is the idea of extending small loans to very poor people, often small business owners.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Nigel Farage, leader of the right-wing Reform Party in the United Kingdom on Tuesday, told LBC that he was not responsible for inciting violent protests that have spread across the UK in the week following the killing of three girls in Southport, northwest England.
At no point in the last week or in the previous 30 years have I ever encouraged the use of violence, have I ever encouraged the use of anti-democratic means.
Farage said he wondered, quote, whether the truth is being withheld from us, unquote, questioning why the incident wasn't being treated as terror-related. Farage was criticized by several people and was accused of stoking conspiracy theories.
There is a widespread perception of two-tier policing.
But you're also in a position to give them the reality, Nigel.
Yes,
and the reality might be very different from their perception.
No, I personally believe that we police different communities according to their racial backgrounds in different ways, and I want it to end.
British police brace for further anti-Muslim riots on Wednesday as far-right groups plan to target asylum centers and immigration law firms across the country. On Wednesday, the Constitutional Court in Thailand ordered the dissolution of the Progressive Move Forward Party, which won national elections in 2023, saying it violated the Constitution by proposing an amendment of a law against defaming the country's royal family. They also imposed a 10-year ban on political activity on those involved. I'm Christina Menenti.